بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every one of us who are sitting here, I'm sure our intention is only one thing, to become close to Allah Ta'ala, to become His beloved ones. We want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. That's the reason why you have sacrificed and presented yourself here. That how we can become more close to Allah Ta'ala, that we want to become friends of Allah. He's a wali, you know. So I'm sure that every one of us have that intention that we must become a wali, become a friend of Allah. That is what. Shaykh Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great saint. He was in the time of Jami Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi. One day he was making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Which is the quickest way that I can reach you? To become close to you. He asked Allah Ta'ala, he made this dua, that which is the quickest way that I can come and reach you to get that closeness. Show me the path. Allah Ta'ala that at time put into his heart. That also a wahi for the Buzugur. He said that, leave your nafs alone. Leave your nafs alone. That statement is leave your nafs alone. Do you know how important it is to understand? To leave your nafs alone means keep your nafs far from you. If you want to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and you want to follow Sharia, then you have to keep your nafs far from you. And the more you keep your nafs close to you, then the more far you are from Allah Ta'ala. Because you're going to do everything what your nafs will tell you to do. And if you're not enjoying the nafs will tell you not to do it, you won't do it. You become a follower of your nafs. You become a follower of your nafs. So what an answer Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, that keep your nafs far from you. If you kept your nafs far from you, now you have to elaborate on what the meaning of that. And that's what he says, that you, then you will all be able to follow the Sharia. Nafs will tell you not to read namaz. You won't read namaz. Nafs will tell you, read namaz. You read namaz. Nafs will tell you, fight with your brother. You will fight with him. Nafs will tell you, use vulgar language, this person, swear him, swear to everyone. But what have you become now? You have become the slave of your nafs. So everything that you're going to do in this world now, you'll do what your nafs tell you to do. It's not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala is something else. The sake of Allah Ta'ala is this, but that in any condition, maybe what it is, whether my nafs got nothing to do with me. I am going to read my namaz when I don't want to read namaz. I will do something, I'll do my business according to Allah's command. Nafs will tell you, no, do this, do that, all kind of ideas will come in your mind. You're not going to do this. You're going to say what Allah Ta'ala's command. The Sharia is one thing on the phone. You no more want to follow nafs. Nafs will tell you, know that Muslim brother, he caused harm to me, I'm going to harm too. This is what the nafs is going to tell you. But you're going to say whatever nafs is what Allah Ta'ala says. Shariat now come in front of you. Apne tabiat ko shariat bana do. To make your tabiat according to shariat. Everything that you do in your life, completely, 24 hours, that is what's called Sharia. You follow your whole life according to Sharia. You won't become a slave of your nafs. That's what time you say, keep your nafs, Allah Ta'ala put it up, keep your nafs far from you. Do you want to have a desire to eat certain things? You do not have the means to eat. Your nafs will tell you, go for it. My friend got it, let me get it also. You do not have the means, you do it. What are you going to do? You go against the Sharia. I'll give an example. That man got a beautiful house, he could afford it. Next person cannot afford the house. But now he's nothing, don't worry. Go to the bank and do it. Now you don't, cannot have the means to do it, but because they don't go to the bank to do it, now you also now you leave the command of Allah, Sharia. And now you go to the wrong avenue. What you're trying to keep your nafs happy, what have you done? You have completely caused yourself harm to yourself against Allah Ta'ala. Because your nafs is telling you this, that you're doing that. For example, you got no business. You're working for someone. Someone comes and open this business, go and do it. You don't know the means. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to follow the Sharia. Look, that's my livelihood. I can do that, call it this. I must not do more than what I can do upon this. So everything that you look at, your nafs, has caused so many things that, look, man, that person caused harm to me, I must also cause harm to him. Now, what's the meaning of that? Hazrat should tell us that one person was walking and said, "Tu mera khuda nahi, mera tera banda nahi." Then why I must listen to you? Everyone in Delhi is saying, "What is this man talking? Tu mera khuda nahi, mera tera banda nahi. You're not my khuda, I'm not your banda. Why must I follow, listen to you?" So one person asked this question. He said, "Okay, what are you saying? What are you about to say?" I say, "Ek insan bana." Ek aajal say. He said, "You know, my nafs asking me to eat sweet meat. I got no money. Now must I go and steal sweet meat? So I'm telling my nafs, this person, listen, do me a favor. You're not my khuda, and I'm not your banda. So what I must follow you now? Now if I want sweet meat, I'm going to steal away sweet meat." So likewise, everyone has to understand that whenever you've been told what of nafs to follow, do not follow your nafs at any time. "So today I want to read, no, go extra, read namaz in the mosque, so let me go today. Tomorrow don't go to mosque at all." So when you get in the josh of going on nafs, you do something, you do that. And you know, tabilat means a lot of excuses that nafs make. "Hey, today I've got a headache, you know, don't go to mosque today. Today, I've got a headache." Whereas you get another invitation to go very quickly there. The invitation, Allah Ta'ala, you won't go because nafs is telling you not to go. So everything, but the fear must be there, the nafs must not be. Nafs is a very big, our biggest dushman is not shaitan. Our biggest dushman is nafs, that nafs. So we have to always be on guard. So how nice he said this much. As far as possible, keep your nafs, Allah Ta'ala says, keep far from you. Then you'll come to realize it keeps you away from a lot of harms. In this day, a lot of harms. Even at home too, you know, just get example, because this is what's happening at home. You go home sometime, your nafs only eat something. You go there, you don't get the thing. The wife makes something else. Khalas. You get very angry about it. Another one, good one, I'll tell you. All our married people, yeah. You know, he goes near his wife. She pushes him away. And push him away, look at his face that time. His nafs is telling him now to speak wrong things. Whereas he's supposed to keep quiet and just turn away. That's why one buzuk said, "Alhamdulillah, I have 5 children, but I have not fulfilled my nafs any time." Hazrat, you got children and you not fulfill nafs. "Yes, I fulfill her nafs and not in my nafs." So what's the meaning of this, to understand this in thing, that if you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, you must not have any kind of desire for the nafs. In short, that's the meaning of that. Whatever you desire for, you must not have that desire for nafs. My husband, at the time when the food was not good, I'm just giving an example which we are faced with this kind of situation the most of the time. The food was cooked very nicely, very tasty. And they told Hazrat, "You know, the food was so tasty," and all the rest of it were told him. Now, it's obvious if you tell someone the food was so tasty, what happens to you now? You want the taste in the mouth to come into. Hazrat said, "Mera hissa kaha hai? Where's my hissa?" "The bacharon ne kha liya. Bacharon ne kha liya. Bohut accha hua." Now, why did we hear all these things? The reason is because if we are faced with certain things of this kind, then you come to know how much your nafs is caught up with you. That you want certain things according to your way. You go home, you say, "I want this one, this food now." Bichari Shiva Zam got sick. Or something happened. Or load shedding took place. Something took place, you're not worried about. The moment you come home, "Sorry, you know, I got beans for you. No more biryani." Oh, khalas. Because you are part of your nafs. This is the most important thing to keep your control of your nafs. Now, when you go outside also, when someone scolds you, someone says you bad language on you. When you bad language on you, straight away, what your nafs will tell you? You must bang him also. He's telling you, "Let me bang him also." So So what is a part of the thing that is? This is what you call. If you're driving a car, that's the hooting. You say, let me hoot two times too. So these are things when you come to realize when you face your situation at that time. At home, the wife is blowing her trumpet. You also trying to blow your trumpet too. So what will happen? Nay, that's why they say, you know, Buzugane always say this much. Apne nafs ko kabu pe lao. Control your nafs. Your nafs will be controlled. Not that you must be controlled. If you cannot control your nafs, what is the benefit? If that one is used bad language, use bad language too. So what's the difference between him and you? Then you still come in a majlis, yeah, there you are. So this is what is the meaning of that. He said to Allah Ta'ala put his heart, that remember that whatever happens, let it be your nafs will not overtake you. And you must remember, this always happens to us every day we have faced a situation. In a madrasa, you may face a situation. At work, you face a situation. Your worker give you a hard time too. You know, they speak all of turn. What happens? You must remember this incident in this situation of that kind. Let us not become slave of our nafs. Ramadan is here too now. Ramadan is also here. In Ramadan, if you cannot control yourself, when can you control? So nafs must be controlled. Do not have the desire. You must not fulfill the desire of a nafs. Fill Allah Ta'ala's desire. Then all it. Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko naseeb farmaye. Yeah, and the second thing is to keep your heart pure as possible. How? With the zikr of Allah. To keep your heart pure as possible with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And until unless you don't have the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, what will happen? The impurity will come into you. And when the impurity comes into the heart, will become filthy. You have to keep your heart as pure as possible. If this heart is not clean, it's impure, what happens? It not accept anything. For example, now remember that if this heart is like a tank and it's got five drains and in that all five drains, all impurities come in, what happens? It's obvious it could be impurities. The eye will see wrong. The ears will hear wrong. The tongue will say wrong. The heart will say wrong. Everything will say wrong. So why is it that your heart is doing all the wrong? It's because you bring impurity into your heart. So most important thing is this heart has to be clean. What's the benefit you sitting down here? You have malice for people. You have jealousy for people. You have hate for people. You've got greed for the world. You've got no such thing as kindness. You've got no such thing as generosity. And all this in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi Karim was so generous in the month of Ramadan. So this quality we do not have in us, then what's the benefit of it then? To keep the heart pure is very important. Very important to keep one's heart pure. At all times, you'll keep up. When you see a person walking, the woman too, your heart will be clean, he's walking with his mother. What it causes to think good of someone? But we are always thinking bad of people. I'm not saying a person will walk with a woman now. Just to tell you that Khudana Karim, you see a person walking with a woman, you'll just jump in the conclusion, he must be walking with his mother too. He must walk with his sister too. But it is what I'm trying to say, don't think bad of people. Your nafs must not overtake you at any time. It's a very important thing. When a person comes to a masjid, you may find, you know, sometimes you have to take precaution. A person is not well dressed and all. But you've got no right to judge him and say, you know, you're not like that. But you take your precautions. Precaution is something else, and to think bad of someone is something else. So this nafs is a thing that is very, very important that overtakes a person. So he says nicely, then that the heart has to be so clean to that extent that you get the thing that you get. Then only you get a tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. You get a tawfiq. That if you want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in short, is this one, your heart will be clean. Your heart will be clean. No such thing as malice. No such thing as jealousy. No such thing as greed. No such thing as stinginess. Stinginess is the worst thing. Do you know stinginess? Once Mahazal was telling us, stinginess. When Allah Ta'ala created kufr, he brought stinginess. When Allah Ta'ala created kufr, he brought things. And when he brought about iman, he brought generosity. Generosity. Now stinginess, Hazrat Jidai told us, that I think I mentioned some time ago, that one person came to one buzruk and told him, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Now that buzruk was busy by the baba, and his murid came to him. Hazrat, I bought some money for you. Hazrat looks and said, no, keep it now. The buzruk also know how to protest that these buris too, you know. They got no dunya in their life. A buzruk is a person who got no dunya in life. He said, no, keep it, don't worry, look after yourself, don't worry. No husband has brought it except yesterday. What's that? Achha, give it to the Baba. Give it to the Baba. The moment you give it to the Baba, huh? So much money I will give to the Baba. So much money I will give to the Baba. Now the Buzur told the Baba, you don't take it too now. You don't take it too now. The Baba wanted it so much. With two hands will take it. But Buzur told him, you don't take it at all. Now this problem is begging the Baba. Please take it, please take it. He said, you didn't hear what the Shaykh said. He said, must not take it. And you tell him you take it. Then Hazrat saying, Dekho, that Baba is not a murid, but how pakka he was. The Baba, not murid, how pakka. This is how the murid has you say, there is no one is pakka today. It's a kacha hai. You can't trust anyone today. You just sit right in front of you, you can't trust them today. Kacha. So that's what he said, look at that person. What must I do now? Shaykh, what must I do now? He's not taking, you not taking, you not taking. So what must I do? Go? He said, go. He said, Hazrat, I'm going through it in the sea. No, what I'll do? Yeah. He said, I'm going through it in the sea. No, what must I do? Yes, you go and throw it in the sea. That big money? Then Hazrat says, you want mufti over here? What do you say? One mufti here? What do you say? You say all kind of things because why? He's a mufti only. Lekin Sufi nahi hai. Sufi is someone else. He said if the Mufti was there and said, why is doing wrong? But that bimari that he got in him will never come out. And the Buzrug al-Din wants to take the sickness out of you, the sickness of malice or sin of greed. So he told him, right, well, throw it in the sea. He said, come here. Remember, when you go there, you throw it in the sea. One dollar. Throw one dollar down in the sea. Look at it properly. When he started doing that, then he came right. This is what it is. Take out that thing or that you know that nafs, that stinginess, that must come out. The heart has to be clean with all that. There must be no stinginess. But no such thing having any kind of malice to anyone. No malice to anyone. The closest of Allah Ta'ala is for the Sharia means not to have any kind of bad elements in one's heart. No pride, nothing. Then only one can achieve whatever he wants to. I do not achieve. There is no such thing as that. And that can only come into you when you have the quality of humility. To be humble all the time. And not to look down at anyone, no matter who it is to. No matter how bad that person may be. You must think, Ya Allah, you gave me this, you can give him also the same thing. And you can have the fear tomorrow I can become like him. The fear must always be there. And the good thing that you happening to you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So this is what it is. That's why when Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, when that person came to him and to Hazrat become bad, you know what he did? He was a big shot. Big shot. Malda. He brought his man, you know, his slave, his khadim, with a big basket of jalebi. Because that time, in those days, when you become bad, it's something. After a big buzuk get by Hazrat Thani, so that khadim left the jalebi or whatever, and he went away. Hazrat Thani will look at that to say, oh, this fellow came on khadim, yeah, okay. Now, after some time, you think, Hazrat, you know, I came to me, but I'm not busy now. I have to go on certain place. You must come with me now. Now this mota thing, what I will do now? Khadim is gone. He made him carry the thing. And he took him one place. Took him to those places where he is a big shot. All people say, hey, no. And he walked to the thing. While he walked everywhere. He came to another place. He said, Hazrat, no, not. Abhi walk bhi nahi hai. We'll go there. He made him walk in all his closest friends. All the big shots. And that poor person. But he said, when I came down back to Thanabon, that way he made him bad, he said, no doubt my Shaykh took my nas out of me. I knew I had pride. I had no right to come to Khadim. I must carry it on my head and walk. What you learn, what are you and I learning from this? Tell me this much. Tell me what you're learning from this. They learn this much that we are nothing, no pride must come into us. If you have to carry something and walk in the street, you must be able to walk. If you walk in, see your old man needs help, help him straight away. not a young woman. That very quickly on her. But you can see an old man battling on the battle, you stop, or you see an old lady also, you stop to help her. That's what you call that you're helping someone, that's going against your nafs. All this is going against the nafs. So that is very important, that take it out, put yourself in a position of this kind, then you come to realize the thing protecting of. So this is important to us, that you must always remember that you must get the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala can only give it us, come into us, until unless we bring about our heart as clean. The heart must be clean, Mawlana. The heart must be clean. There must be no such thing as anyone whom we come close to Allah, his heart must be clean with everyone. If that person does not talk to you, but you still make salam to him, it does not mean Muslim talk. If he's talking bad about you, but you'll make all kinds of tawilat, no, he did not say like that. Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, one person told him that Hazrat, that certain person, you're a kafir. He said, that person is better than you. He said, behind me, he said, in front of me. He's better than you. He said, behind me, he said, in front of me. So what I'm trying to tell you, in your heart, for every moment you must be clean. So clean must be, there's no such thing, one enemy must be there. And if someone tells you, you know, that person talking about, you know, it's a lie. It's a lie. You don't say, no, you accept it too. Whether it's true or not, not important. No, it's a lie. Why? This is how you bring about the condition in you that you want to talk only good of people, not bad of people. So Allah Ta'ala may nasib ul maya. That's why they say that the most important thing is to protect one's tongue. Protect? The month of Ramadan is coming. The most dangerous thing is the tongue. The month of Ramadan is coming. So dangerous the tongue that on a day of Qiyamah, you know, one Buzuk said that, you know, in the hadith is mentioned too, this tongue is, you know, is like a snake. So many people are going to Jahannam, Allah put them in Jahannam merely because of the tongue. With all the good deeds they're doing, but because of the tongue, Allah has thrown them in Jahannam. Allah Mari Father. Now you can take the, you know, even the tongue, you know, every morning, the whole, all the part of the body, it breaks to the tongue. Please stay straight. Please stay straight. If you're not going to stay straight, we're going to disturb us too. You're going to harm us all too. So how important every morning we must tell ourselves, hey tongue, today, make sure you don't speak anything wrong. Make sure, speak to it. When you begin to speak all those things, you come to realize that you prepare yourself for the day, that you make sure your tongue will not speak in the out of turn. Once you speak out of turn, use bad languages, you swear people. What's the benefit then? You think bad of people, that's not the quality of mu'min. No, quality of mu'min is always think good of people, don't think bad. That's why they say that to protect of the sun, the tongue is so important. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's alone, he reprimands his tongue. He reprimands his tongue, and he was given glad tidings in Jannat in this world. Just imagine the Sahaba Ikram, when they're given glad tidings of Jannat, they became more conscious. If we get one wahi coming down your Jannat, you'll forget all our things. You'll forget all doing the good deeds. Yeah, immediately when they got the glad tidings, they became more concerned and conscious. Ya Allah, you gave us that certificate in the world. We must become more close and dear to you. So the tongue is an important thing in the month of Ramadan, which is very, very important. And many people have lost everything in the month of Ramadan because of the tongue. Because of the tongue. That's why they say, keep making the zikr of Allah. Now, always say everyone in the month of Ramadan, we make sure that read a lot of Quran Sharif. There is no better zikr than Quran Sharif. Read whatever you want. Quran must be read as much as possible. The more you read Quran, the more Allah loves you. Allah loves you. There's no ibadah when it's greater than Allah. Allah is so happy that he says, look, my banda. At Allah's attention on that person is so much at the time he recites the Quran. So if a person wants to protect his tongue, the most he must engage himself always in ibadah, always in zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and keep away from people. As far as possible, keep away. The one is the keeping of the tongue, the heart clean. The tongue must be always in zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That's why they say, you know, when Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi was invited to one place, when he went there to eat, so there was someone was speaking of someone behind that person's back before the person come. He says, I did not realize that, you know, you eat meat before the bread. I did not realize that. And he did not join them at all. So what a bad sin that is, bad biting. Bad biting is one sin that no one is showing any importance to. And that is one of the cause of one's fasting harming a person. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala is an amal and tawfiq nasib. And you must remember the month of Ramadan, the month of sabr, month of Shabbat. Everything will happen against you. As I told you, if it's against you, it's against your nafs. That means you must make sure that you make sabr and overlook everyone's shortcomings and become generous to everyone, become kind to everyone. You know, at home only, especially too, become more kind, more generous, and you meet people less so they control your tongue. And remember the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the most another thing that we can make is istighfar. Istighfar is very important. All the time, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Any amount of astaghfirullah is too little. The doors of Jannah is open for us. We must take maximum benefit in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq in following every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa la aqibul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam wa sallam. Allahumma inna la zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizri dunya wa azabil qabri wa azabil akhirah. ربنا اتمنا لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.